Despite mounting uncertainty over the future of the channel and her own status, Shapiro had continued to acquire new programming. At the September 11th meeting, Iger suggested yet another name change for the channel, this time to Us Network. Disney owned a half interest in Us magazine with Rolling Stone publisher Jan Wenner, and the magazine already had a strong brand identity and appealed to the target 18 to 34-year-old women's audience. Ann Sweeney said nothing, but Shapiro loved the idea. The next day, Iger asked Shapiro to come to his office. He asked her to sit down and joined her in the comfortable seating area across from his desk. According to reports of the meeting from members of Shapiro's staff, Iger said, "Let me explain something. The board hates me. I may lose my job. I'm connected to the network and to ABC Family, and they're both losers. So I'm going to say something that you're going to hate. I have to put ABC Family under the cable group." Staff members were incredulous, since they all knew Shapiro had been explicitly promised she would not report to Ann Sweeney. Iger had given her his word. When they asked her what happened, she reported that Iger had said that, "Things change and I need to save my job," adding that, "You don't understand how important Michael's job is to me, and now I feel I may not get it." Shapiro kept lobbying Iger to change his mind about having the Family Channel report to the cable division and to keep it tied to the network, much as NBC was successfully linking the Bravo Channel to NBC. Though conceding the idea made operational sense, he stressed that the underperforming Family was doing nothing to help ABC's bottom line. Family's embarrassing shortfall could be buried in the successful cable division. Family executives concluded the decision was being driven by accounting issues, not what was best for the channel. When I asked about this, Iger conceded that the move may have breached Shapiro's contract, but he said he had an obligation to do what was best for Disney and for the channel. He had always argued that Family belonged in the cable group. The ABC network had too many management problems of its own to oversee another channel. And there were economic efficiencies in terms of allocating overhead and other costs. Despite perceptions of some Family executives, he said the move had nothing to do with covering up a mistake, burying Family's results, or concealing anything from the board. Eisner added that the channel was moved because the repurposing strategy wasn't working, so it made no sense to keep Family with ABC. Finally, Shapiro told Iger she didn't see how she could stay at the company, so he asked Eisner to intervene. Eisner, too, tried to talk her into staying, but Shapiro countered that it wasn't even the breach of contract, but the breach of trust when Iger broke his word. Eisner suggested that maybe she'd misunderstood Iger. Maybe Iger hadn't really promised, but had used some variation of the elastic go that Eisner himself employed. Shapiro insisted there had been no misunderstanding. In the midst of these discussions, word reached Tom Murphy that Shapiro might leave the company. Concerned, he spoke to Iger. "She's the most creative person I know. Why would you try to push her out?" "She and Ann don't get along," Iger replied. Next, Murphy called Shapiro, who he knew from her time at ABC. "What's going on?" he asked. Shapiro filled him